This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
From deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey, welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. I'm coming to you from the Copperfield Walmart, Northwest Houston, Texas. Yes, it's sort of a sound-seeing tour this time. And first, you know, don't be shocked that there's a show. It's something I've been thinking about the last couple days. Enough has happened that I thought, what the heck? The major thing that happened was I had a flat today and had to get my tires replaced. It's a Sunday, so the only place that was open is Walmart. So, long story short, I'm sitting here. Nope, phone's ringing. I'll be right back. All right, that was a call from the tire department. Now I'm walking over there to find out what's the problem. So, I'll just leave it run.
This is the donut, right?
Right.
You want this replaced? That's your tire right there. That was in the trunk.
Right. But the guy I was talking to earlier, I don't know where he went.
Okay.
He was saying he can't replace it. He can't fix that one. So I was just going to get two new ones.
No, this one, he just like this.
No, I want the two new ones on the front.
Two new ones on the front.
And the two best ones on the back.
Two best ones on the back.
He said he couldn't fix it. He said the tread was too low.
Where's the hole?
I have no clue. I don't know that there's a hole. I mean, it was kind of a... just got up and it was flat.
Okay. Two best ones and one in the back.
Right. Yeah, because when they wrote...
This one is good.
Yeah, they rotated them the other day at a different place, and they got them all funky. So you got two war ones, and you got two real good ones.
This one is better than that one over there.
Yeah.
So you only have that one very good tire.
It makes no sense. They're all four the exact same age. And when I went to get them aligned, they told me the alignment was perfect. Now, Ford told me that the belts were separating on the tires or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know about that one. But what I can do, all right, you want two tires. Every two tires.
Uh-huh.
You want two fucking tires on the front.
Right.
That tire's going on the back.
Right. And then the best one of the other two on the back, too.
I guess I'll leave that one right where it's at. Take this one. And replace it. And that donut is going to go over here.
Now, the donut's going to go back in the trunk. I ain't driving out of here with them donuts.
Yeah, driving out of here with them donuts. Okay. Come on, I got you now.
You got it? The two best out of these three I'm keeping.
I got you.
That's it.
I got you.
That makes sense?
Yes. This one's going to stay right where it's at. That one's going to slide back.
I got you. Two new ones on the front.
I'm good.
Donut in the back. We good?
Yeah, I got you. Good.
All right, what kind of time do you think? I'll tell you, there's a whole lot of rocket science in this department. He actually expected me to drive home on the what do you call it, the temper spare, the donut. He thought I wanted to drive home on the donut. Anyway, interesting stuff. I do have to thank Random from Sturgeon's Law. First thing I did when I got here is I went over to the Walmart and got I'm at the Walmart. Went over to the McDonald's in the Walmart and got me a big glass of water. Decided to just sit down and listen to some podcasts since I had time to kill anyway. And listened to his, one that I hadn't heard yet, and kind of inspired me with his introspection. Kind of made me kind of look inside and decide why I podcast. And I don't know, more on that later. I'm going to stick a song in here, and then I'll come back and talk about the various shows. Overhead security is freaking out that I'm walking around talking into a little portable microphone. I'm sure they're not used to seeing that wandering around their stores. Probably figure I'm some sort of a secret shopper or something. Well, if I go silent like that, it's because someone's walking by and I just don't want to seem that strange, so I just kind of shut up. Where was I? Yeah, I was kind of reviewing why I do what shows I do. You know, the production on this show has dropped way off, and frankly it's because I'm so busy with news streams and Lone Star Gridiron and several other ventures that are going on. They're just kind of tying me up. So I put this off. I've also put off the PMC Top 10. And frankly, I've been kind of, you know, probably misleading myself more than anything. I've been posting things like, hey, don't worry, it's coming back real soon. We're working on things, we're improving things, stuff like that. But when it comes down to actually doing it, you know, it's difficult. That show takes a lot of work. A lot of work, a lot of research, recording, editing. I mean, it is a complex show. It's nothing like this where you just sit and talk about something. And frankly, after nearly 4 years of doing the thing, it's tiring. And, you know, initially I had a commercial goal for that show. And while I do have some interest, some people interested in making that commercial, it just hasn't finished yet.
I'm going to get your number.
We have plenty of people interested talking about sponsoring the show. And I'm genuinely excited and talking about some pretty decent numbers. But the problem with involving the numbers is suddenly the format of the show needs to adapt. It just needs to become their show, and I just haven't had the time or energy to kind of sort all that out and negotiate those things. So it's just kind of been put on hold. So, and it's a shame, because I'm sitting with over 20,000 downloads a week on that show. I mean, crazy numbers. And if you add in the radio play, according to the numbers they've given me, over 200,000 a week listening to it. So it has some value, but right now it's a lot of work and it's not making a penny. I mean, you know, I say not a penny. It's dribbling money in, but, you know, it doesn't count. It's not enough compared to the other things I'm doing in life to put all that aside. So I don't know. Long story short, it's still in the air. I wouldn't hold your breath. I might be killing the thing, but I don't know. Give me some ideas. Maybe it's a case of I need to share it with somebody, farm it out to somebody. We can do the research and write the stuff real quick and easy. Maybe we need to farm out the hosting and editing, and then split revenues or something. I'm open to suggestions. So definitely shoot me an email, pmctop10@gmail.com or cdaily@gmail.com, whichever, and let's talk about it, or it might just die. All right, one more song, and when we come back, hopefully something will be happening here on my tires.
To make you happy, I never meant to make you cry. And if you leave, I'll leave tomorrow. Still, I'll always wonder why. But oh, I couldn't take anymore. Just two lonely people and no more. Hey, Kate, please wait. Okay, is it all too late? Hey, Kate, please wait. Okay, is it all too late? Hey,
yesterday was Bar Camp Houston 3. I have managed to attend all three Bar Camp Houstons, and it was very cool, actually. I was talking with somebody, I can't even remember who, about, hey, you know, what shows or what presentations did you see, stuff like that, and, you know, I didn't see much of any of them, but that's not why I go there. I go there for the conversations, the people, reconnect with people I know and maybe haven't seen since the last Bar Camp or other geek gathering, and to meet new people. Overall, this is a good one, though. I mean, I reconnected with Mike McGuff. Looks like we've got some things in the works that should be great. I think it should work out really well for both of us. And reconnected with Cody from College Station. Josh, gosh, the names are limitless. Michael, it goes on and on. I mean, there were, actually the attendance was pretty good. I heard it was 105 or 150 or something like that. Very good. I do have to give it to Josh Taven and I understand he had something to do with the organization of it. I'm not really sure. I know he was listed as one of the organizers, but I have to hand it to all the organizers. This time was the first time they actually had lunch brought in. They brought in Pappas Barbecue, good stuff. And because of that, the thing lasted a lot longer. In the past couple years, as soon as people broke for lunch around 11 or 12, not a whole lot of them came back. This time, pretty much everybody came back because the food was right there. So it went on till, you know, I think we were there till 3 in the afternoon, something like that. And like I said, very good times, lots of great people. And I really think it's going to be a little different than some of the previous Bar Camp Houstons in that in the past, the MO has been, hey, let's all get together, gather, talk about the cool things we'd like to do, what we have plans, then everybody go back to their life and do nothing. But this time, the things that, at least the conversations I had, I feel confident that we're going to move forward on them. That's been, you know, I guess my major knock on it is I meet all these people there and then none of them follow through. So I think it's going to happen this time. Good stuff. All right, here we are. I'm in the car, starting it up. Not that that would have anything to do with my tire change, but, you know, I guess I just wanted that sound effect for the fact that, hey, I am back in my car, and things seem to have worked out well. Now Tony's calling me. Wait, you got to listen to his custom phone message.
Cheese dog, pick up the phone. Sobero.
Nice, hold on. All right, that was Tony D. the message says, hey cheesy dog, pick up the phone or something, and then he goes, says queso perro, which is cheese and dog in Spanish. So I don't know, I find it very humorous whenever he calls, just because he has that. Now I've asked several people to record a custom phone ring like that too, and I have the ability right there to, on my phone, hit record, and they say what they say, and then I can attach it to a phone number. Well, let's just say Tony's the only one that did it right. Everybody else is, you know, either said something rude or, you know, said something inappropriate. You know, you gotta think about things like, I'm in a business meeting, haven't turned my phone off or something, and, you know, one of my friends calls me up, hey, jackass, what's going on? Yeah, not good. So, you know, at least the queso perro thing is so confusing, it's not offensive. Good stuff. Well, as I was saying before, I do have my vehicle back. It has two new tires, and the two best ones are on the back. Two best remaining ones are on the back. Two new ones are on the front. A couple hundred bucks, but it did go faster than they told me it was going to be. They said could be from 1 to 4 hours. And I'm like, dude, you should know how many cars you have here and how long it takes. But I think, my theory is that they just really wanted an easy afternoon. So they tell people these crazy estimates just to get them to go away and go somewhere else. Because what do they care if they get 8 cars through or 4 cars through? I mean, I don't think they're getting at Walmart some kind of stipend based on more cars through. Could be wrong. Anyway, the Gray Ghost, as I call her, has 2 new shoes. So she'll be galloping around the state again very quickly. And I'm going to have to go back. Now I've blown the whole morning. I've got to do the things I was going to do this morning. I've got to go back, get ready, pack some stuff, and then I'm heading over to Jeff Rockenstein's going off to college party. Jeff, I've known him since he was literally in diapers. And I guess that doesn't really tell age, because there's some weirdos that are still in diapers. Anyway, I've known him since he was probably months old, or, you know, a year old or whatever. I'm not good at that age thing. So, and he's grown up from this tiny, tiny, tiny little redheaded baby to this giant 6-foot gazillion 200-pound behemoth. I mean, he's a monster. But still a good kid, and going off on a wrestling scholarship to Pennsylvania, which is where his father's originally from. So that's kind of cool, you know, going back to the roots there, getting a little homage to dad, you know, kind of like that. So I want to see him off well, and but that means I've got to get home. I've got to get back to my Houston house. Got to get home, get the stuff packed I was going to do this morning, close up some loose ends, shut off the water, and shower, you name it, do all that stuff, and then head out to our friends, the Gray's house, who are hosting the party. Just going to hang out with them for a while, you know, wish him well, and then head straight back to San Marcos from the party. All right, well, I hope you've enjoyed this. I don't know how entertaining it is, but hey, because because of the recent Sturgeon's Law, you know, I'm with you, dude. I don't care. I'm going to do it to do it, and not because I have an agenda, not because there's, you know, a format I have to stick to. I'm just going to do it when I feel like doing it, and I think the love of it will jump back in. I'm rambling again. I was going to close it, but someone else asked me at the, like 2 or 3 people asked me at the Houston, bar camp, hey, are you going to present anything? Are you going to speak on anything? And, you know, everyone was suggesting podcasting, and I'm like, you know, my podcasting activity has been so curtailed lately that, you know, it's almost, now somebody's doing the reverse right in front of me. What are you doing? You got to do something. He just backed up in the middle of the road. Crazy. All right. So anyway, yeah, it's been so curtailed recently that I don't know that I'm the man that should be speaking on podcasting. And it's really not my primary focus right now. I know that shocks the podcasting world. But this whole new media thing, and random, I love the name new media. It's so much more descriptive that we're doing something different. But it is media. It's all media. It always has been media. But the way we're doing things is unique, and that's what I take out of it. But, you know, podcasting is a piece of that. It's not. It used to be the end-all, be-all back in the day in 2004. When you know, I was one of the early birds doing this stuff. Podcasting was it. There was no other new media really out there at the time. So podcasting fit. The name itself, very unfortunate. And new media, I think, helps a lot more, because you can include podcasting in that, and you can include video casting, and you can include Twittering, and you know, all those good sites, the stuff I've been using in town here, Brightkite and things like that. Blogging's even new media. I mean, it all counts. So anyway, I don't know where I was heading with that. Long story short, I didn't really want to speak. I wanted to connect with people, reconnect with people, and, you know, use the real power of those get-togethers. And I think I did a pretty good job. There's several people I missed, and I apologize if you saw me in the halls or in some of the rooms, and I didn't come over. I apologize. I had every intention of coming over and meeting everybody, but the conversations, you know how they are. They kind of, once they start, you just get into them, you get fired up, you just kind of go off on a tangent. Next thing you know, you turn around, the other person you were going to talk to is gone. So, and if I did that to you, if I was the other person and disappeared on several occasions, again, please forgive me. All right, I am going to wrap it up here. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. And, you know, give me your feedback if you want to give feedback. If you don't, that's fine. Because, you know, I'm doing this just as a podium, as a platform. Feedback I love, but I don't live for it. That's it. Give me some. Talk to you later. Until next time, keep it real.